Women's March boots Linda's are sore for anti-Semitism, keeps pro Farrakhan Carmen Perez. By Joel B. Polak on September 16, 2019. The Women's March has replaced three board members who have been accused of anti-Semitism, though it has retained Carmen Perez, above right, who has faced similar accusations. The Washington Post reported Monday. The Women's March is cutting ties with three inaugural board members who have been dogged by accusations of anti-Semitism, infighting and financial mismanagement, controversies some say have slowed the organization's progress and diminished its impact. Co-chairs Bob Bland, Tamika Mallory and Linda Sarsour stepped down from the board July 15, though the organization has been slow to announce their departures. The Women's March website continued to host their photos and titles as co-chairs through this week, when the group announced the board turnover. The accusations of anti-Semitism involve ties between the group's leaders and Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, a well-known racist and anti-Semite. As Breitbart News noted earlier this month, Sarsour has worked with the notorious anti-Semite and racist Louis Farrakhan, speaking at a Nation of Islam event and defending his organization. Under her leadership, the Women's March developed ties with Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, including the alleged use of members of the movement to provide security at Women's March events. Sarsour and other leaders later apologized for having been slow to criticize anti-Semitism, but did not condemn Farrakhan or his long record of anti-Semitic hatred. The new board of 17 members boasts a diverse cast, the Post notes. The Post portrays the reshuffle as an attempt to start fresh. Without the cloud of anti-Semitism, the title of its article is Women's March Cutting Ties with Three Original Board Members Accused of Anti-Semitism. However, the Post notes, co-chair Carmen Perez will stay. Perez has also been accused of anti-Semitism, and her ties to, and praise of, Farrakhan have also been close. The online Jewish magazine Tablet reported last December that Perez and Mallory allegedly first asserted that Jewish people bore a special collective responsibility as exploiters of black and brown people, and even, according to a close second-hand source, claimed that Jews were proven to have been leaders of the American slave trade. Perez was also mentioned in connection with a specific episode of anti-Semitism within the Women's March leadership, when activist Evie Harman reported that they had attacked Jews specifically at a meeting. The Wall Street Journal noted in January, throughout 2016 Ms. Mallory and Ms. Perez shared a steady stream of Farrakhan quotes and video clips on Instagram. In November 2016 Ms. Perez posted a picture of herself holding hands with Mr. Farrakhan. Farrakhan praised Perez in February, according to the Times of Israel, claiming that wicked Jews were trying to divide the women's movement. It is not clear, either from the Post article or the Women's March website, whether Perez is being retained as an ordinary board member or will continue as co-chair. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.